Well, this morning I want to kind of do a message a little bit kind of different, and it's speaking about a prayerful blessing. And Psalm 20, 1 to 5. So I'm going to go through this one fairly quickly, because what I really felt the Lord asked me to do here this morning was basically to declare this and to pray this over you. And so that's what I want to be faithful to do. So it's not really about the message today as much as what we'll do at the end of the message, where we speak that over you and pray that over you. So it says this: in the times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. May he grant your heart's desire and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers. Father, I just pray that those words would stick into our hearts and into our minds today, because, Lord, you're wanting to impart to us something special from these verses today. So I just pray that, Lord, that you would just help me as, Lord, as we just look over this passage of Scripture, and also, Lord, that as we pray this over your people, in Jesus' name, amen. And so this morning I really feel to be bringing you more of a message of encouragement. Kind of inside of me, I would probably prefer to be talking about things that are going on in our world and the attacks of the enemy, things that are going on spiritually. There's a lot of spiritual activity that is going on, and I hope that you're recognizing that the enemy is at work and he is working hard. And the Bible tells us he only wants to rob, kill, destroy. And I know that over these last few weeks there have been unusual issues that people have been dealing with. And usually, again, that's kind of a nice sign to tell you that this is beyond usual. It's usually the enemy that is at work. And so there's been a lot of things like that taking place. And we are living in some troubling times, uncertain times. I remind you of what we spoke about a few weeks back, Ephesians 6:12. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And so I hope you're realizing that there is a battle that is still going on, and it's intensifying. And we need to keep alert as Christians. We need to keep praying. And I know a lot of you are doing that, and so I'm not going to go into a message again to encourage you to do that, but I do want to encourage you, keep alert. Keep praying. Be aware of the enemy's tactics and to recognize when the enemy is coming against you, because there's a lot of things happening right now that are very unusual. And again, those are usually a sign of the enemy. Of course, as believers here today, we do believe that Jesus is the answer. He is always the answer. And by looking to him and trusting in him, he is going to direct our paths. He is going to lead us. He is going to bring us to the place that he desires for us. There's a scripture, again, many of us would probably remember from our childhood, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." You know, our God is always waiting for us to call on him. He's always looking for us to come to him with all the things that are going on in our daily lives. He's a God that we need to seek, and he's also a God that we need to trust. And I believe right now we're entering into a season where we need to trust the Lord. We need to look to him, and we need to trust in him that he's going to direct us to that which is good and best for him. So we got to keep trusting him, keep drawing close to him, keep seeking him, keep praying. He is with us, and he will help us through every circumstance, whether there's a good thing happening or a bad thing that comes our way. He will be with us. And so I want to encourage you today to look to the Lord and to trust him. Trust him. You are in good hands with the Lord, and things will work out for you. And so I want to remind you that, to trust in the Lord. Look to the Lord, because he does want to help you. Here we see in Psalm 20, it's reminding us that God can sustain us. He can help us. And he is the person that we should be trusting in. And so I want to speak this prayer over you. And that's the part for me that I really felt strongly impressed that the Lord would say to me, speak this over your people. And so I just want to, before I do that, I just want to kind of look at what we're going to be speaking over you today. And because it's a great prayer that is here and a great blessing that is being declared over you. And so as we start off, it says, may the Lord answer your cries. Psalm 20, verse 1, in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. See, we all go through times of trouble and distress in our lives, and sometimes we go through things that catch us by surprise. Sometimes emergencies happen. Sometimes fear grips us. Sometimes we panic. And prayers all of a sudden take on a more serious note in those times where we're not just praying anymore. We're crying out to God and we're pleading before God, come and help us, Lord. Romans, in the sense, we're begging God to come and to intervene. And it's good to know that when we kind of get in that state, sometimes we don't necessarily feel that we're coming before the Lord with great faith and great trust in those times, but God hears those cries. God hears those things that are important to us, that God is upset or we're worried about or we're stressed about, and we can cry out to him and he will hear us. And he wants us to know that today, that he will hear us and he will answer those cries for help. You know, even when we get desperate, even when we find that our faith is not where it should be, worry, fear starts coming into our lives, and we just start to cry out to God, and we're just praying mercy, we're praying for grace, and just crying out to God for anything, any sign that he would intervene in our lives at this time. And God wants to know that, yes, he will. He accepts those kinds of prayers. He accepts that desperation that sometimes come with times of trouble and times of worry. You know, there's so many crazy and evil things going on in our world. And one of the good things that's coming out of that is a lot of Christians are resorting to prayer, getting back to prayer, I should say. And that's a good thing. We need to be doing that right now. We're at a very important time in our history, and that we as Christians, we need to be crying out to God because he will respond. I like Psalm 27, 1 to 3. A lot of declarations here we'll do this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. I'm going to remain strong because we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to remain confident about that, because the Lord is with us and he does respond to our cries. And we can count on that. We can pray that. So may the Lord hear your cries this morning. Then secondly, I want to speak and pray over you that the Lord would keep you safe. May the Lord watch over you and protect you, keeping you safe from all harm physically, spiritually as well. Psalm 20, verse 1, the rest of that verse says, in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. You know, sometimes we get ourselves into situations where we become very concerned or we become worried about that things maybe are not going to work out all that well, or maybe we start to worry about our future and what the future is going to look like. Sometimes we get to that place where we're wondering, am I going to be safe? And that can be a great concern for anybody, that feeling of being safe. And again, as we pray about that, it's more of, again, kind of a desperation prayer. God, I'm fearing. God, I'm worried about what's going to happen. I'm worried what's going to be taking place in our world. I'm worried about my own safety and things that are happening, and also worrying about others, people that we love and their safety. But again, we need to be assured that God sees us, God hears us, and that God will protect us. God will watch over us. God will keep us safe. And he does respond to those kinds of prayers and in those kinds of circumstances. I like Psalm 18, 2 to 3, a great, again, proclamation. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. Our God is a God that will keep us safe. That's who he is. He's in the saving business. He's offering us protection and safety from harm. He can shield us. He can cover us. He can protect us from all harm. And so if you're finding yourself in a situation where maybe you're a little bit worried about your future, maybe you're worried about what's going to be happening in our world, maybe you're wondering about how safe are you because of the things that are happening around you. Well, we're praying here that the Lord would keep you safe. That's who he is. Then thirdly, I want to speak over you and pray over you. May the Lord send you help. May the Lord intervene in your situation. Psalm 22, it says, may he send you help from his sanctuary. You know, this refers to where God dwells, which for the Jewish people, of course, they referred to the temple of that time. But we need to remember that the temple was only a copy of the sanctuary in heaven. So this is really referring to that help coming from the very throne room of God. And we need to understand that God wants to help us. He wants to intervene in our lives. Even when we're facing disastrous situations where there seems to be no solution, God is still the answer, and he will send that help direct from heaven. Psalm 46, another good declaration. God is our refuge and strength. He's always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as a water surge. And it keeps going on, talking about all these disasters that can be happening around us. But he reminds us, God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is always ready to help us in our times of trouble. That's who he is. Whether it's a big thing or whether it's a small thing, God is always ready to help us. And you know, as we recognize the things that are going on in the world and all the upheaval and all the crazy things that are going on, man, sometimes you start worrying about this could be it, man. This could be the final war starting to happen here. Look to the Lord. God is your help. He will be your refuge. He will be your safe place to look to. He is our helper. And he will help us. You know, heaven, he's talking here about heaven is going to intervene into our world. And so we need to keep believing that, praying for that, because God is our helper. And so may the Lord send you help today in whatever need that you might have, that the Lord would send help. Then fourthly, I want to speak and pray over you. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord build you up. May the Lord make you strong at this time. May the Lord empower you to do what you need to do and enable you to stand in this difficult time. Psalm 22, may he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. And again, you know, for the Jewish culture, back in the Old Testament, they were referring to the temple, the sanctuary there, Jerusalem. And of course, there's the heavenly Jerusalem. Again, we're talking about a heavenly Jerusalem here, that God would send help from heaven, that he would grant us the power and the strength that we need during this time. Again, the Lord is an ever-present help in our times of trouble. He'll be a refuge. He'll be a place of safety for us. He will be strength for us. You know, supernatural strength is available for the Christian when we need it. God will help us to be strong against all the odds that are coming against us. He will see us through all of our problems. Psalm 23, great declaration to be praying over ourselves as well. We know this one. We're only going to read the first few verses. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. There it is, right there. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. And even when I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod, your staff, protect and comfort me. Beautiful portion of scripture that just reminds us, you know, that the Lord will see us through. The Lord will give us strength for the time that is needed. And so again, you know, a good passage of scripture that reminds us how God can lead us to those places where we get refreshed. He can lead us to those places where we get strengthened again. You know, he knows how we are made. He knows when we're needing that strength. He knows when we're needing refreshment in our lives. And he will bring that to us because the Lord will give us strength. So no matter your circumstance that you're facing today, realize God will give you the strength that you need. Number five, I speak and pray that the Lord will remember your gifts. In other words, your giving, your tithes, your offerings, your service, your sacrifices, your involvement, your volunteer times, and things that you're doing behind the scenes. God takes note of those. Sometimes we wonder if he does, but he does take note of those things. Psalm 23, may he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. So, you know, we're not having burnt offerings today, but we do bring offerings, financial offerings that we bring into the Lord. But we also bring offerings of service, being kind to one another, serving one another. All those things are sacrifices as well. Even our prayers become a sacrifice, a pleasing sacrifice unto our God. And so we're saying here, may God be reminded of those things. You know, even when, you know, we all do things and sometimes you wonder, does anyone even notice? Does anybody even really care about what I'm really doing? We need to realize that God does. God does. God sees all those things that nobody else sees, and he will reward you. He will bless you. He will look favorably upon you because of all those things that you have done. You know, as the Israelites, they brought their gifts to the temple along with their burnt offerings, and they recognized that God noticed that. He did. And as they brought those gifts, they realized that favor would come into their lives. And that's one thing, you know, and when we do things for God, it does position us into a place of favor. And people of Israel, they knew that. That's why some of them prayed like this in Psalm 86, 17. It says, send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame, O Lord. Help and comfort me. And that's what God desires to do. He will show you favor. He will show you favor because he sees all the things that you have done. He will reward your work, your gifts, your service, your giving with favor. Give, the Bible says, and what? He will give back to you. That's what God does. And so favor is a good thing. To receive from the Lord. It's a good position to be in where God is favoring you and blessing you. It leads to a willingness of God to extend blessings your way. And sometimes that can be a financial blessing. Sometimes it can be a blessing of answered prayer. Sometimes it can be health or strength, a healing, protection, and numbers of things out there. God, you know, does bless us in so many different ways. Just having peace in our lives, sensing his presence in our lives. So your gifts, your service, your obedience, it moves God's heart towards a favorable response to whatever you might be asking. So may the Lord remember all the things that you do. May the Lord remember all the gifts, all the sacrifices that you have made, and may his favor be released upon you. Number six goes on to say, may the Lord grant your heart's desire. I like that. You know, God's concerned about your desires that are in your heart. And, you know, course, God's he's not going to be focusing on those bad desires. You're going to focus on the good desires that you have in your heart. And it's not just spiritually where God will bless you. Sometimes it can be physically. Sometimes it can be financially. There's many ways where God blesses us. But I think it's a pretty cool thing that God will grant us our heart's desire. And that's a good thing. Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Psalm 145:18-19 says, the Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him, and he hears their cries for help, and he rescues them. And so again, that's a great place to be, that God would delight in us and give us the desires of our heart. Spiritual desires, physical desires, breakthroughs, all those kinds of things. God can do that for you. God is interested in the things that are on your heart. So as we seek him, he will add unto us so many more blessings. The Bible says God loves to give good gifts to those who seek him. He loves to intervene in our lives as we seek him, as we worship. He desires to bless us. And so we're praying today that you would experience some desires to be fulfilled in your life. There's a lot of things that God puts on our hearts and desires in our hearts that actually come from him. And maybe you're here today and, you know, maybe some of those desires haven't really happened yet. Well, hang in there. You're still alive. There's still time for God to do that. And we pray that it would be today. Start today that the desires of your heart would come into being. Then number 7, I want to speak and pray over you. May the Lord make your plans succeed. Psalm 24, may he grant your heart's desire and make all your plans succeed. See, God wants you to be successful. Maybe you didn't realize that, but God wants you to be successful. He really does. God did not create you to fail. God does not desire you to be a failure. He wants you to succeed and to prosper in your life and succeed in all those areas where you're praying and desiring to serve him as well. You know, the psalmist, he realized this and he cries out to God for the success in his prayer. Psalm 118:25 says, please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. And so he's praying to God because he recognizes God will give you success. So if you're battling something or you're going through a situation right now and you need something to get turned around, that there's going to be a success there, God's in the business of granting you success. And so when we look to the Lord, it pleases him, causes him to respond and to grant us in success and what we're asking for. You know, sometimes we don't realize, but God is interested in our success more than we are. He really is. And God wants to respond with favor, giving us the breakthroughs that we need, bringing the successes that we need as well. And so I want to pray that over you, speak that over you. May your plans and requests succeed. Just 2 more here, and then we'll close in prayer. Number 8, it says, may the Lord grant you victory. May the Lord give you victory and defeating every assignment of the enemy. May you be an overcomer as God desires, because that's what he wants us to be. He wants us to be overcomers. And so we're praying and believing for victory. God wants you to have victory. He does not want the enemy to win in your life. He wants to bring you to a place of victory. Psalm 25, may we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. So what we're declaring here is that, God, we're praying for a great breakthrough. Lord, we're asking for something that's going to lead us to joy. We're going to ask you, Lord, to lead us to something that's going to bring some laughter and some happiness and some singing and even raising a flag and just flapping that old flag around, because God has given us a victory. And I realize that some of you have been going through some battles, and I believe it's time for victory, isn't it? It's time for some victory, isn't it? Yes, it is. Well, our God gives us the victory and will bring victory over the enemy. Psalm 118, 14 and 15. Again, declarations, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Songs of joy and victory are sung in the camp of the godly. The strong right hand of the Lord has done glorious things. So it's time for some singing, time for some shouting of what the Lord has done and is going to do. You know, God has designed us for victory and not defeat. So let us keep looking to him that we might come into a new season of victory. Then lastly, I speak and pray over you. May the Lord answer all your prayers. Not just some of your prayers, not just once in a while, because we're all believing for breakthroughs in this whole area of prayer. Psalm 25 says, may we shout for joy when we hear of your victory, raise a victory banner in the name of our God, and may the Lord answer all your prayers. We've all struggled with prayer. We've all struggled sometimes wondering, you know, what else can I do, man? I'm praying. I'm seeking the Lord. I'm spending extra time with God. I'm fasting and praying. I'm joining with others in prayer. And, you know, and still some things aren't happening or they're not coming to pass. And we kind of get discouraged. But what a change it would be if we suddenly entered into a season or a time when all of our prayers get answered. And I believe we're going to come into that season like that. You know, certainly it is worth praying because the Bible obviously says that coming to the book of Revelation, I like that picture in the book of Revelation where it talks about this bowl of prayers of God's people. And that it's coming to a place where the prayers start spilling out over that bowl and coming down and answers start happening. And I believe that we're at that place spiritually right now and at that season right now where that bowl is spilling over and all of a sudden all these requests are starting to get answered. And that's what we're praying for. That's what we're believing for you as well, that we would get to that place where the bowl spills over and we start getting those prayers answered that we've been praying sometimes for years and years and years, but the bowl is spilling over. It's getting full, and I believe we're getting into a season of that. So we're believing for a season of answered prayer. Keep looking to the Lord. Psalm 65:5 says, you faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds, O God, our Savior. You're the hope of everyone on earth, and even those who sail on distant seas. So our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is that God will answer our prayers. And I believe that we are. We're entering into a season where we're going to see more and more of our prayers being answered. Now, I know as we come to the closing of this message and we wrap it up, you know, I know we've kind of gone through this kind of quickly, and there's a whole lot more verses that we could have referred to that maybe would even explain it better, but I kind of found myself just keep looking to the book of the Psalms and kind of just stayed there. But all that's not as important as what to declare it. Now, that's what I really feel the Lord say. You must declare this. You must declare this and to speak it over your people. And so that's what I want to do. And if you haven't heard a word that I said this morning, I would really pray that you would pay attention just for these next couple of minutes, because I want to pray this over you. And I really encourage you that as I do that, not to take it as, oh, it's just the pastor saying a prayer. No, I really believe that I'm just the messenger this morning and that I'm here to declare this on God's behalf over you. And so that's what I want to do here this morning. And so that's how we're going to close. We don't even need the musicians to be up here at this time, because I want to close with this prayer over you. And you know, usually when you're kind of looking to receive from the Lord, a practice that, you know, a lot of people do is kind of just have your hands open and, you know, your eyes closed and just saying, man, I'd like to receive. And so if you're comfortable with that, feel free to do that. If you're not comfortable, that's okay too. But this is, I want to read this again, but read it as a declaration over you this morning. So in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. May he grant your heart's desire and make all your plans succeed. And then may we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers.